And when he was up in the sky, Charles sometimes looked down to see black folks out in the cotton fields not far from here. The same fields where decades before their ancestors worked as slaves. And he knew that he was taking to the skies for them, to give them and their children something more to hope for, something to aspire to. And in so many ways, that never-failing miracle, the constant work to rise above the bumps in our path to greater freedom for our brothers and sisters, that has always been the story of African Americans here at Tuskegee. I just think about the arc of this university's history. Back in the late 1800s, the school needed a new dormitory, but there was no money to pay for it. So Booker T. Washington pawned his pocket watch to buy a kiln, and students used their bare hands to make bricks to build that dorm and a few other buildings along the way. A few years later, when George Washington Carver first came here for his research, there was no laboratory. So he dug through trash piles and collected old bottles and teacups and fruit jars to use in his first experiments.